is for the Bernie supporters. Okay? This is an outreach for the Bernie supporters. This really is. And I want every single Bernie supporter to listen to me. If you know a Bernie supporter, hit them up and say you need to tune in to the Rob Zicari Show. All right? You need to tune in to the Rob Zicari Show. So I'll give you a second to tweet out this link to your friends. I'm gonna give you a second. I wish I had some hold music. I don't. I do have a new song we're going to play. One of my people tweeted me a new hit song, a new Trump hit song. Add to our Trump song repertoire. So I'll be playing that later, but I don't have a hold music like a Jeopardy, like do. So that's, but I'm gonna give you another second. Tweet out your friends that are supporters of Bernie Sanders. Okay. Bernie Sanders supporters, you need to understand something. You are getting, well, can we say it? Screwed. Okay? You are getting screwed. And not just a little screwed, but you are getting, like, gang raped. Okay? What? I could say that. Rape is not a bad word. It might be edgy, but it's not a bad word. That's what's happening. All of you Bernie Sanders supporters, you're getting gang raped. All right? You're getting gang raped. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. And there's no, well, there's no happy end to this gang raping, okay? There is no happy ending. There is no Jodie Foster and the accused. There isn't. There's not a happy ending. You're getting gang raped, and after you're done being raped, you're going to be thrown in a ditch. You're going to be thrown in a ditch. And then you're going to be told to shut up. Don't complain. Don't cry. Don't go to the authorities. Clean yourself up. Go back home and do whatever the people that raped you tell you to do. That's what's happening, my friends. That's what's happening, my Bernie Sanders supporter friends. Now, I need to know that you're strong enough. I need to know that you're as strong as us Trump supporters. And if you're not as strong as us, you need to get strong. And what I mean by that is, let me explain. Now, we were in a fight, okay? We were in a fight. We were getting raped by 16 people. And not only were we getting raped by 16 people, but we were getting raped by the people that run those 16 people. I mean, we were being raped by everybody in our own family. It wasn't just one creepy uncle. wasn't just one drunk dad. We were being raped by cousins. We were being raped by second cousins. We were being raped by we were being raped by, the gardeners of the family, okay? But we fought through it. We fought through it. And we made a pledge. We made a pledge to ourselves that at the end of the day, if we couldn't fight anymore, if we couldn't fight off these rapes anymore, we would not, go along with the raping. We would not shut our mouths. We would not be silent. And we would not smile, hold hands with the people that raped us, and pretend it never happened. No, 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 no. No. We, the Trump supporters said, we just assume kill ourselves. We just assume jump off a building. We just assume do whatever we can. We just assume get guns and fight. And even though it's a losing battle, go out in a blaze of glory. I'm not condoning violence, Bernie Sanders supporters. I'm using metaphors. I'm using metaphors to say there was no way in hell we would eventually go along with whoever ever became the leader once the raping was done of us. How could we? How could we go through months and months and months of raping? How could we go through that? How could we fight and claw and cry? How could we do that every day? And then at the end, go quietly, hand in hand, with the person that raped us. No way. Couldn't do it. Could not do it. Could not do it. And we were all prepared. The 10 million, the 11 million of us were prepared to not go along. Now, I know all of these things sound extreme, and you're saying, geez, Rob, you're talking rape, and you're talking murder, and cyanide, and battle. God, can't you put it in a softer, less aggressive, sweet analogy? Well, I can't, okay? I can't. I need to be captivating. I need you all to be hanging on to my every word. I'll tone it down here for some of you with virgin ears. The point is this. As Trump supporters, we were prepared to not support Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, or whoever the establishment was going to give us, whoever the establishment was going to say, your vote doesn't matter. Your enthusiasm doesn't matter. We don't like who you're supporting. We don't like that person. We don't like Donald Trump. So what we're going to do is rig the system. We're going to rig the system and give the nomination to somebody else. And you're all going to have to take it. You're all going to have to deal with it. You're going to shut up and do what we tell you to do. And we all said, no, we won't. The Trump voters said, no, we won't. And the establishment in the Republican Party said, oh, you're just bluffing. You will get on board just like you did with Mitt Romney. You will get on board just like you did with John McCain. You're bluffing. You will do what we tell you to do. You've always done it, and you will continue to done it. We are the masters. You are the slaves. We are the abusers. You are nothing more than weak, helpless little children. And as the months rolled on, our voices kept getting louder. And the establishment realized, hey, this is different. This is very different. The loyalty they have to Trump is something we've never seen before. You know, we laughed when Trump said, oh, he could shoot somebody in the middle of downtown New York and not lose a vote, or ha 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 ha. But as the months have gone on, he hasn't lost any of his support. He was right. His supporters are with him to the end. And every single poll that we have paid the Frank Luntzes and other pollsters to do are all coming back saying the same thing, that these people will not vote for anybody else but Trump. These millions and millions and millions of people will not just vote for Marco Rubio at the end of this process. If we take this nomination away from Trump, his supporters are saying they will not vote. And some of them have said they will vote the other side just out of spite. Has nothing to do with supporting the other side. But if their candidate, if Trump gets screwed out of this nomination, why should they help the people that screwed him and, more importantly, screwed them in becoming the president? And that message, ladies and gentlemen, that message resonated. Bernie supporters, those of you who are listening to this show, that message resonated. And guess what happened? All the shenanigans ended. The BS stopped. All the talking heads the establishment pundits, the Karl Roves, all of them stopped. They stopped with their, well, you know, only 40% like Trump. That means there's 60% that don't like him. This time, 4 years ago, Mitt Romney, but all of that spin stopped because it was all BS. Because they knew that this process was playing out just like all the other primaries. The person that eventually becomes a nominee doesn't reach the magic number until everybody drops out. In order to reach that magic number, everyone has to be gone. Gingrich could have stayed in to the last minute and contested the convention. So could have Santorum. So all this stuff that people like me and a few others were saying, eventually made its way to the airwaves. Because all the establishments, they were denying this because they didn't want Trump. But after months and months of polling and focus groups and so forth and so on, they realized that Trump supporters would tell the Republican Party, F you. And if they want any shot whatsoever of taking the White House, they need those millions and millions and millions of voters. But Sanders supporters, listen to me. You have to be willing. You have to be willing to fight. You have to be willing to blow up your side. Because that's the only way the establishment, led by the Clintons, will ever, ever, ever be destroyed. Listen. If you support Bernie Sanders, you don't support big banks. And Hillary Clinton is big banks. She is a walking, talking advertisement for big banks. Those Goldman Sachs speeches, Sanders supporters, she made millions and millions and millions of dollars talking to handfuls of executives at all of these banks. What the hell was she talking about? If you support Bernie Sanders, you don't support big banks. You don't support the financial system that has ruined your life. If you're a young person, you have student debt, you have loans that are skyrocketing, and these banks are making billions of dollars off your hard work. They've done nothing. They've done nothing except move paper around. And that's who Hillary Clinton represents. And as a Bernie Sanders supporter, you're now willing to go along with Hillary Clinton and the system that has ruined your life? What does that say about you? What does that say about you as a human being? What kind of morals do you have? What kind of principles do you have? Listen, you might not like us Trump supporters. Matter of fact, you all probably despise us. And I get that. But at least we have principles. At least we have morals. You might not like those principles. You might not like those morals. But we have them. Because there was no way in hell were we going to go along and support Ted Cruz? Lion Ted. No way. No way were we going to support little Marco Rubio. No way. We weren't going to fight for over a year. All of these people, the Lindsey Grahams, the Rick Perrys, we weren't going to fight them and say our country is where it is because of these people and other people like these people. We weren't going to cheer Donald Trump on stage when he said the Bush administration lied and people died. We weren't going to cheer that. And then the next day go, we like Bush. We like Jeb. Yeah. No. No, we have principles. We have morals. And if all of you get in line behind Hillary Clinton, the establishment, the billboard for big banks, you all should be ashamed of yourselves. Because you have no principles. You have no moral center. You have nothing. You're shallow. You're empty. You need to be as strong as us Trump supporters. And I'm not saying vote with us, because I know what it's like. I know what it's like to try to get on board and support somebody that you don't like. I get that. And that's not what I'm asking you to do. What I'm asking you to do is don't vote for Hillary Clinton. I'm asking you to stay home. Now, if you want to vote Trump, if you want to get on the Trump train, I welcome you. But I'm not saying, hey, you're anti-gun, now you got to be pro-gun. You're pro-choice, now you got to be anti-choice. I'm not asking you to do that. Those might be principles. Those might be core beliefs that you have, and you don't want to waver from that. And I know it's hard. Hell, it's impossible to betray that. I'm saying don't vote for Hillary. Don't give her your vote. Enable a rapist. Don't enable an abuser. Don't do it. Because that's all she's been doing to Bernie Sanders. That's what Bill Clinton has been doing to Bernie Sanders. That's what the establishment in the Democratic Party has been doing to Bernie Sanders, your candidate. Your candidate, somebody that you send money to, somebody that you knock on doors for support people to come out and volunteer. And he's being raped. He's being abused. You ever hear of elderly abuse? You've heard of that. That's what it's like. You've heard of old people that are in nursing homes, and the nurses' aides and nurses will abuse the old people. Nobody's looking. They hit them. They beat them. They steal their money. They take their pride. They take their dignity. That's what Hillary Clinton is doing to Bernie Sanders. That's what the Democratic Party is doing to Bernie Sanders. They're abusing an elderly man. That's what it's like. And if you go along with Hillary Clinton, you are helping Hillary and the Democrats abuse your grandfather. Do you want to abuse your grandfather? Do you want to punish your grandfather? Do you want to hurt your grandfather? Do you want to see your grandfather in pain? Do you want to see your 75-year-old grandfather crying in the corner? I don't think so. I don't think you're that heartless. No. So don't help Hillary Clinton. Don't help the Democrat, damn it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Stay strong like us Trump supporters. Stay strong. There was no way in hell we were going to vote for Lion Ted. L-Y-I-N apostrophe. No way. No way. No how. It wasn't happening. Wasn't happening. We weren't voting for John Kasich. Wasn't happening. Wasn't happening. The millions and millions and millions of us all said we will either stay home or we will vote for Hillary. We did. We did. We will blow up our side for what they did to us. We will blow up the conservative movement. We will blow up the Republican Party for what they did to us. Because we will not go silently. We will not let them rape us and then smile and say, shut your mouth and say, thank you. No way. No way. And that's what I'm saying to you, Bernie Sanders supporters. Do not support Hillary Clinton. If you are for Bernie Sanders, you are not for Wall Street, you are not for big banks, you are not for super PACs, and all of that is who Hillary Clinton is. When you make something like 20 plus million dollars in the last 2 or 3 years, off of paid speeches to bank executives, you are bought, you are sold, you are a whore for Wall Street. You are a whore for big banks. You are a monkey. You are an organ grinder monkey for big banks. They own you. And just that issue is why you support Bernie Sanders. And if you turn around and vote for Hillary Clinton, what does that say about you? What does that say about you as a human being? What does that say about you? Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen. Bernie Sanders supporters, be strong. Be brave. Be tough. Like us Trumpsters. It's the Rob Zicari Show. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump into a whole bunch of other interesting stuff. I'm going to play you a new song. Well, I'm not going to play the new song yet. Yeah, I'm going to play the new song. I am. I'm going to play the new song. I was going to play Baked Alaska, but instead I'm going to play the new song. It's a pretty good song. I'm still debating if it's as good as the Baked Alaska song. Seriously, I mean, it's debatable. It's debatable. But this is by a gentleman named Ruben Martinez. It's actually Ruben Obed Martinez. I think I'm saying Obed right. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. I'm not an expert in Hispanic names, although I do know Martinez because that's pretty basic. But this is a song by Ruben Martinez. It's basically Hispanics for Trump. Yes, it's Hispanics for Trump. It's huge. And as always, I have to thank my number. I have a number one fan. Okay, I do. I have a number one fan. Have you ever seen the movie The Fan with Robert De Niro and Wesley Snipes? And De Niro, he's talking about. He's watched his career. I'm your number one fan, Bobby. Bobby! Well, I think I got two. I have Advantage Trump, and I have GNR for Trump. I guess it's Guns N' Roses for Trump. But they are my one and two number. So they would be the number one and number two fans. So they sent me the new song by Ruben Obed Martinez. So sit back, listen to it. We'll play Baked Alaska song later on in the program. But you tell me if this is as good or better or worse than the Baked Alaska song. Because the Baked Alaska song's catchy. You know, it's to build a wall and 10 feet high. It's catchy. I haven't gotten fully into the catchiness of this song by Ruben Martinez, but I'm trying. So we're going to debut it here at the Rob Zicari Show. Don't forget Bernie Sanders fans, Bernie Sanders supporters, Bernie Sanders friends. Do not support Hillary Clinton. She's abusing you. She's raping you. And you need to have the integrity. You need to have the heart. You need to have the intestinal fortitude like us Trump supporters, Trump fans. We were not going to go along after we were raped and abused. So you don't either. So Rob Zicari Show. We'll be right back.
You.
This is gonna be you. Donald Trump is gonna make us great again. Gonna be you. Huge like a dino, big like an elephant. Gonna be you.
Greatness, E, everybody, come on, everybody, you!
Our nation has huge problems. We have huge debt. We have huge illegal immigration.